Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's the Day of the Dead. Happy Day of the Dead if you're celebrating that. This is the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday episode, and it's subtitled, What Are Open Graph Tags Good For? Well, let's get into that a little bit. We looked at a post on thoughtshift.co.uk about how to pimp my SERP, search engine results page, our open graph tags more important than metadata. Well, according to an old video I watched from Matt Cutts from Google, not so much. The open graph tags oftentimes occur on social media channels that Google, for whatever reason, can't crawl. So when they can't crawl it, you don't get indexed, etc., etc. So it's not going to help your SEO as much as backlinks and the traditional SEO things. Anyway, the article goes on, these tags can improve engagement from social channels. What? Improved engagement? So you get more fans for your features? That can't be a bad thing, because the more people you get, the more people know about you, the greater the potential for word of mouth can be. So I would encourage you to use open graph tags, especially if you're in a WordPress environment, and Twitter cards as well. And that being said, you can have a look at that link there. It's in the show notes. If you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, it's got all the stuff. It'll have the link for today's episode and et cetera, and the audio and all that goodness. And further, the other day we talked about Google My Business. And they came out with an email this morning that said, this is how you want to share your free website. In other words, spread the word. And so there's the link. This is for the one for vDomain Hosting Inc., of course, because that's where I set it up. And I made a quick little video there. If you go to the show notes, and you can get there, like I said, the geyercookreport.podbean.com, and it'll click and it'll take you to this. So give that a look. Thanks to the patrons on Podbean. Appreciate that effort. Thanks to the shout out from Eileen Smith that came up on Twitter. The Geyer Cook Report questions, the planning session guide, all the links that you can see here. If you're on YouTube watching this, you know that we appreciate that. And subscribe if you like. But anyway, the links there, thanks to Fraser Ramsey from the Hetrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast. I'll be part of that this week. The EileenSmith.com. Thanks, Eileen, for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. I use that every day, it seems like. The Friends Just Chatting group on Facebook. Give that a look. Join. That's a private group. I think you'll like talking with people from all over the world. And all the rest of the links are there in the show notes. Did I say thanks to the patrons? I think I did, but I'll say it again. Thanks, patrons. And follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join the channel on Fire Talk. Thanks for listening to the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday for November 2nd. Remember, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. It's a wrap.